WTAW news time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by groundshuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The first meeting after the Bryan City Council approved the budget for the new fiscal year that began on the 1st came with discussion of additional funding requests. Last December, a 6-year-old boy was killed after being struck by a truck on Highland Drive near St. Michael's Episcopal School. Al Sines asked for the construction of traffic-slowing devices on Highland.
Whether it's speed bumps or any other device that is used these days to slow traffic, that particularly comes from Blaine Street to get to South College. It was just slightly disturbing to me that nothing had been done yet.
The council agreed to have staff rate that request against 30 others seeking funding. The council also agreed to look into how to pay to clear creeks and other projects to reduce future flooding. That's after Mayor Jason Bayinski asked Sines and Mike Sutherland if they were willing to rearrange the city's capital improvements plan.
If the council feels that this is the number one issue facing the city of Bryan, then it needs to be the number one issue, and the CIP funds could be utilized towards that. If it's 5 or 6, then I don't believe in spending our reserves down.
The council voted against a motion from Sutherland and Sines for the city to fund a buyout of homes that have had repeated flood damage. The Bryan Police Department is warning citizens of a banking scam. Customers are receiving a text requesting them to call a phone number. Once that number is called, they receive a message requesting their account information. BPD says do not call the listed number. Your bank will not contact you for your account information because they already have it. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center College Station has been designated a Level 3 trauma center. It joins 56 other designated centers across the state. The emergency department recorded nearly 47,000 patient visits over the past 2 years. It's back to the drawing board to fix the state's failing Child Protective Services Department. The state's leaders are calling for more money and a new game plan.
The governor, lieutenant governor, and House Speaker are calling on Department Commissioner Hank Whitman to develop a new plan to protect foster kids and to cut the backlog of those waiting for homes. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says they plan to put more money into it now and in the next legislature.
In a recent period of time, we've almost tripled the amount of money, at least 2.5 times the amount of money that we put into this department. We still have high turnover. We still have irresponsible and abusive parents.
Patrick is also asking any Texans who can take in a foster child to go to the Department of Family and Protective Services website and sign up. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
It's been almost 1 week since a video from 2005 was leaked of Donald Trump talking about women in vulgar terms. Since then, several Republican Party members have criticized their presidential nominee, and some have even pulled their endorsements. But Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says he still supports Trump.
I'm going to vote for him. I still endorse him. Again, I don't think he's the world's best candidate, but he's the better candidate in this race. He is clearly head and shoulders above Hillary Clinton in terms of policy and the direction that we need to take the country.
Flores says he is concerned with some of the things Trump says and does, and reiterated the importance of Trump staying focused on the task at hand, beating Hillary Clinton. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 72 degrees. The text line is open at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by groundshuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let groundshuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. Groundshuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
The season of falling leaves, turning clocks back, and of course, fall festivals is here. And Holy Cross Lutheran Church is hosting their annual Fall Fest at 11 a.m. Sunday, October 16th. Enjoy great food, children's games, auctions, and the chance to win big prizes like a 55-inch TV, a grill, a spa package, and more. There are even prizes for the kids. Visit holycrossbcs.org for more information and don't miss the Fall Fest fun at Holy Cross Lutheran Church Sunday, October 16th.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
This is Survivor Ben. It's been 23 days in the wilderness. Food is now real hard to find.
Excuse me, I'm heading to the lake in my Tundra. If you see a Tacoma and a 4Runner, tell them I went this way.
Okay.
I'm starving. Gotta go grill some steaks. Enjoy your hike.
You gotta be kidding me.
Qualified buyers get 0% APR for 60 months plus $2,000 special edition cash and a dependable 2016 Tundra Crew Max Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 10/31/16.
Good morning, it's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Clouds this morning, but they should give way to some breaks of sunshine. Clouds may also produce an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. High temperatures right around 85 degrees this afternoon. There's the possibility of a shower tonight under mostly cloudy skies. The lows tonight, 65 to 70. Tomorrow, clouds giving way to occasional sun. Chance of a shower or storm, 85 to near 90. Turning partly sunny Saturday. Temperature Saturday, close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Aggie men's basketball coach Billy Kennedy gives us his take on the upcoming season at yesterday's annual media day and photo shoot. Also, the Aggie equestrians are number one in the latest poll for the first time in 4 years. In Major League Baseball, the LA Dodgers take on the Washington Nationals in the National League Division Series today, and I've got your NFL injury report. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And of course, Chelsea Reaver, friend of the equestrian club there at A&M.
Yeah.
Yeah, done some work for them.
I have.
Very
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, yeah, I've done some PA announcing. Yeah. Let me tell you, what an interesting sport.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah.
Because they jump over stuff.
Yep. Okay. And they dance with horses, kind
of. Oh, really? Dancing with horses? I've heard of dancing with
bulls. Dancing with stars.
Dancing with the stars.
Dancing with the stars, yeah.
No. But, I mean, they have to take the horses through a specific routine. And there are foot patterns that they have to follow.
Wow.
Step patterns. It's very difficult looking. Yeah,
yell leaders don't go to those, right? I mean,
no. But I will tell you, equestrian girls are crazy.
And really?
And they are loud.
Really?
And they, yeah, I thought it was this very formal, like, quiet sport where it's like golf, you know?
Right.
No. Yeah. During the thing, and I thought, well, maybe because you're going to spook the horse. Apparently, that does not matter, and the horses don't really get spooked. But I actually called one of their matches, I think they're called matches, competitions, meets, against Auburn. A very tough competitor, always ranked in the top five in the country, and obviously SEC foe.
Yeah.
But Auburn girls, man! I thought one of them, I said, how does she still have a voice after this? Because she just screamed
really?
And yelled during. Now, they're yelling for their teammates, not at A&M.
Right.
But yeah, they get kind of crazy.
Okay.
Well, it's definitely worth going to see at least one meet in your lifetime if you're a sports fan.
And we've had, and beyond that, we had the, I think, Junior World Cup at the Expo Center a couple of years ago. I mean, people from all over the world here for this.
Right.
And I got a chance to talk to the parent of one of the contestants. And the thing that was amazing to me is, of course, you can't travel. You can't have a horse and travel with it. I mean, it gets a little pricey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they basically got to dance with who brung them, kind
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly, and
right?
that's how the SEC works. They the host team provides the horses.
Yeah.
Now, you're riding the same horse as somebody you're competing directly against.
Okay.
So it's not like you get to ride your special horse and you give them the crappy horse.
Yeah, right. I understand.
So, yeah, but I thought that was kind of bizarre, too, that you actually ride on their horses. They provide them. So, that again, that's what makes it so difficult. You're literally on a, I don't know, how much do horses weigh?
A bunch.
A lot.
Yeah.
You're on a very heavy animal, a live animal. That's the other thing.
Well, who doesn't know you either?
Who doesn't know you mm-hmm. either? Exactly. So, now the judge, and this is where it's one of those judgy sports.
Yeah, yeah.
The judge can say, the horse was acting up and they have to re-ride
on
a different horse. Yes.
Okay.
So if he feels that the horse was not cooperating with even one of the riders, they can actually call for a re-ride on a different horse.
Do people like, come on, Blue? Do they yell at him? Or,
sometimes, you know, I don't know.
Do they? Okay.
My step niece, I guess. It's my stepsister's daughter.
All right.
She's actually an equestrian in high school right now, and so she's maybe going on to A&M. I don't know. We'll see.
A little bit different.
It's a
world.
Huge team too. There's like 60 girls on the roster. Yes.
Wow.
I know. Equestrian 101, y'all.
Okay,
let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Well, we don't ever hear about it.
And we also have a beautiful complex. That's also why I say you should go see.
That is for sure.
A show, because it's fantastic out there.
Yeah, all right. So a former Houston 911 operator facing criminal charges for hanging up on callers.
Yeah, that's probably
that's
not allowed.
Not allowed at all.
Yeah, because investigators say, quote, she didn't want to talk to anybody, end quote.
You
should probably find a new day job.
Think so. Cassandra Williams.
Well, you
faces,
are now.
Yeah, right. Faces two misdemeanor charges of interference with emergency telephone calls.
Wow.
Yeah. Stemming from incidents back in March, managers determined that she was involved in thousands of short calls.
Oh.
Emergency calls that lasted less than 20 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
In one case, she allegedly hung up on a man who called to report a robbery in progress. How does that? Wow.
That reminds me of the guy that, you know, the girl was, she was very distraught and used some colorful language while she was talking to the guy who was the dispatcher. And he was like, I'm not going to deal with you. And he hung up on her.
Oh,
it's like, well, she's having a crisis. Of course she's distraught,
right.
You know?
I mean, that makes me sick to my stomach to think of how many people could have died.
Well, how long has this process started? Okay, we know that these incidents happened in March.
But they said thousands of short calls.
And we're in October now.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like, you know.
Oh, my.
Maybe they could have moved a little faster.
Yeah.
Or someone could have called and said, hey, the 911 dispatcher hung up on me. Like, how many times did people try to report that they got disconnected from her?
Here's one they did answer in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Police answered a call about 5 o'clock last Saturday morning, told by resident that he was awakened by a gunshot and the sound of glass breaking in his room. Investigators determined a bullet had, in fact, entered through the window, ricocheted near the head of the man's bed, struck a second wall just outside the home. Police noticed 24-year-old Ryan Matthew Stanislaw, the fact that we know all his names, obviously didn't end well for him.
No.
Yeah.
Walking around with an AR-15 slung over his neck.
Ugh.
Told officers that, quote, I'm out here making sure my neighborhood is safe. Stanislaw told police that he was shooting at a zombie up the road.
Of course.
So clearly he was in his right mind.
I'm thinking he probably was, detained, possibly.
That's what happens when you binge watch The Walking Dead.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I've got a story about that coming up a little bit later
excellent.
On. So we've had so many stories about Hurricane Matthew. You know, it went over there to the folks in Florida and up the Atlantic coast. And when Randy Jaleel saw the forecast for Hurricane Matthew headed his way, looked at his 1988 Beamer, and he knew that he had a job to do. With two other cars already filling up his garage, hatched the plan to put his Beamer in his house.
Oh, yeah.
To protect it from the storm. He had a double front door, which measured 73 inches, so it was just a few inches to spare. He and his dad were able to roll the car into the living room. Apparently,
nice.
The car stayed with him. Hope he didn't have a fluid leak.
Yeah.
You know, now that's on the carpet.
Yeah, but still, wow. That's dedication right there.
That's love of your vehicle. Yeah.
720, one more story coming up in a minute about Hurricane Matthew.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the subcompact BX, the compact B or L series, or the bigger MX special utility tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Amish Furniture for Generations brings you the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. For your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office, these exquisite handcrafted pieces are made from solid oak, cherry, and maple woods, with special attention to all the details that transform furniture into heirlooms. Now's the perfect time to place custom orders for Christmas. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us Best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA-28101.
Good morning, 7:21. The Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. So continuing with what was Hurricane Matthew and what it did to people.
Mm-hmm.
Family members spread all over three states couldn't reach their grandma in Florida to make sure that she was all right after the hurricane hit. Eric Olson of Omaha, Nebraska called police and fire multiple times over that weekend, but could not get through. So on Sunday, when he still was not able to reach his grandma, he decided to order a pizza for her.
Yep.
And figuring that if they could deliver it, everything would be okay. All he asked was special instructions when the delivery person got there to call his phone so he could talk to his grandma.
Yep.
Grandma and it worked. Was there.
It worked.
And it totally worked.
Cool.
Yeah. That is, I don't know. Do we know the pizza company?
Don't know the pizza company, but I heard that he couldn't get fire and rescue and police to go do it. Yeah. And so he was like,
that's an interesting point of the story, which I'm sure they were busy with a lot of other things. So don't want to judge too hard on that one.
But again,
but the pizza company did it.
Like the idea of being creative.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that. Okay, so I don't want to talk about the things that you see at the circus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided. I don't know if this is actually a euphemism, but I figure from now on we'll talk about scary radishes.
Okay.
How's
okay,
that?
Okay. All right.
That way we're not using the term that everybody else is using.
Right. So, we don't want to do that.
If we have any other stories having to do with that, then there'll be
radishes.
Scary radishes.
Okay. Got it.
All that to say, this: the Dartmouth Police Department up in Massachusetts had made a kind of an interesting public service announcement. What they did is they. A guy driving around in a car, and the lady says, I saw this person in a green shirt and blue overalls, and he was scaring children. So he confronts the person who's dressed like a radish and says to him, are you the one who's been scaring children? And he said, well, what if I am? What are you going to do about it? He said, it's not what I'm going to do. He stops, opens the back of his cruiser, and 14 police officers come out with circus music in the background. So I thought that was pretty good. And they finish up the public service announcement from the Dartmouth Police Department this way.
Remember that if you want to act like a clown, we have no problem treating you like one.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to act like a radish.
There. That's yeah. right. If you're going to act like a radish, then we're going to
slice you up, put
like
you on a salad.
Radish. That's easy. Yeah. Slice you up and put you on salad. All right. Melinda Crichton's dream home, a tiny house parked in her West Sacramento, California driveway, was hauled away by thieves early Monday morning. The house, 33 feet long, 13 feet tall, weighing 6,000 pounds, found later in the day. What, they took it on a joyride? I don't know. Her tiny house isn't finished, and she's not living in it yet. When it's complete, you can bet that she'll be locking it up. Have you seen that TV show? There's a TV show
yes.
about little houses.
Tiny houses.
Tiny House Nation.
What do you think about that?
There's no way.
I can't imagine.
Could. No,
yeah.
no. It actually happened to be on, I think I was on a plane, and so I was watching it, and it was a couple and their two dogs.
No.
Yes. And they won, but this is what I didn't understand, was they really loved to have friends over and poker night. So they really wanted to make it available for those kind of events.
Oh, uh-huh.
You live in a tiny house.
What, we're going to do like Airbnbs for that too?
Like, yeah. Ugh, I just didn't understand. Okay. But no, there's no way I could do it.
Well, once again, that is something that you enjoy, that you think is interesting. And so now as a result, you're going to basically force your friends into thinking this is cool, too?
Yeah, I mean, the house itself, it was amazing what they could do in that all little right. of a space.
Space utilization, that's cool.
Right.
I got that.
And, and you know, and I understand them wanting to simplify their lives and kind of, you know, live on the land.
I suppose.
But, man, they're... You can't stand up in your bedroom.
No,
like,
see,
that's, I don't know. Understand? Like even just changing clothes. Like there's 6 foot of me. It's a lot.
It's not well. And again, and if you've got another person in there, and then they've got two animals.
Two animals.
Okay.
Nah, that's a hard pass.
Once again, I think you watched it about the level I would. I'm on an airplane. There's nothing else I can
that
watch.
Too,
okay,
that too.
I'll watch one of those. All right. 7:26. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Going to be a little warmer than we would expect for the middle of October. High temperature today, about 87 or so. Up to 89 tomorrow, and then 90s Saturday through probably Wednesday of next week. No mention of the rain in the forecast starting this weekend. We do have a 30% chance today and tonight, a 20% chance tomorrow. As far as the lows are concerned, down around 70, maybe up to 72 or so, but again, a little unseasonably warm. Right now, southeasterly winds. Again, some fog has been created this morning. Not quite what we had last week, but there's still some out there in low-lying and fog-prone areas. 97% relative humidity. We got 72.
The people you trust to replace the battery in your iPhone, iPad, or other mobile device can repair them, too. The experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can repair cracked screens, broken buttons, speakers, cameras, and more, usually while you wait. After all, at Batteries Plus Bulbs, we know it doesn't matter who broke your smartphone or tablet. All that matters is who you can trust to fix it. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has a message for anyone who breaks their smartphone, tablet, or other device. We fix them. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Days after the St. Louis debate, liberals are still mad over something Donald Trump said, that if elected, he would call for a special prosecutor to look into Hillary Clinton's email case. The Boston Globe's Michael Cohen is typical. He says that Trump crossed an exceptionally dangerous line. A President Trump asking a DOJ to appoint a special prosecutor, he says, would turn America into a banana republic. Where have these people been the last 8 years? Where were they when the Obama administration turned the IRS into political enforcers? After it was learned his government went after the Tea Party and other opponents, Obama said he was angry about it. The regime investigated itself, it found itself innocent, and it held nobody to account. Banana Republic? What about Benghazi? Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton stood in front of the flag-draped coffins of American dead, promising justice. Instead, they delivered a lie. They sent Susan Rice out to the media to blame the attack on some amateur anti-Islamic video. They threw the filmmaker in jail. Meanwhile, they knew all along it was a terror attack on the anniversary of 9/11. And then there's all this email. Bill Clinton meets with Attorney General Loretta Lynch on her plane at some out-of-the-way airstrip. Days later, Hillary's declared in the clear. We already have a banana republic, Mr. Cohen, where Hillary Clinton and her minions are already above the law. It's about time somebody held them accountable.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-375-9991. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-375-9991. 1-800-375-9991.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bienski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 72 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Reducing future flooding in Bryan was back before the city council. The council at this week's meeting turned down Mike Sutherland's plan for the city to fund a buyout of homes that have had repeated flood damage.
If you allow those houses to continue, they wind up having to be torn down, and it makes us look bad. It makes us look terrible. And so we need to take care of those things as we can, and the money's available. It's just a matter of having the will to allocate it for this project as opposed to some other project if you don't want to use some of our reserves.
Ben Hardiman says the city should not get into the insurance business.
If we start buying out homes that are flooded, do we also establish a process to buy out homes that suffer fire damage if the owner doesn't have insurance?
That was followed by an agreement to review what the city has done in the past to reduce flooding, what is currently planned, and how to pay for future requests. The council also agreed to have staff review a request from Signs to add speed bumps or some other traffic slowing device on Highland Street near St. Michael's Episcopal School. That's after a six-year-old was struck by a truck and killed last December. The council was told 30 similar projects were reviewed earlier this year by a citizens committee. 11 were approved, but there's only enough money for doing parts of 8 that made the cut. There are now 2 Level 3 trauma centers in College Station. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center joins 56 other facilities in Texas, which included College Station Medical Center. Trauma center levels are determined by resources available to the facility and the number of patients admitted annually. Over the past 2 years, Baylor Scott & White Medical Center's emergency department recorded nearly 47,000 patient visits. Bryan Police has been notified of another scam, this one targeted at bank customers who receive a text message requesting they call a phone number. After calling the number, customers received an automated message requesting their bank account information. BPD reminds you, your bank already has this information. Do not call the listed number. Questions should be directed to your local branch. Earlier this week, Donald Trump took to Twitter to lash out at House Speaker Paul Ryan and other critics within his party. The tweets came after Ryan announced he would not defend Trump or campaign for him after a video from 2005 was leaked in which Trump bragged about kissing and groping women. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says Trump is still the better candidate and he is not pulling his endorsement.
Many people have tried to get him to stay on message and to remember that he only needs to fight one person, and that's the person whose name's on the other side of the ballot, and that's Hillary Clinton.
Flores was not shy to point out Clinton's flaws.
She has erased 33,000 emails. She was extremely careless in the way she handled classified data. She was responsible for the death of 4 people in Benghazi. She created the environment where ISIS grew up. And so if you look at comparatively speaking, you've got 2 sets of bad actors. Which one had the worst actions? So one guy has a filthy mouth, the other person actually causes people to die.
Flores says he is concerned that Trump's actions could hurt the Republican Party down the ballot, flipping the House and Senate to Democratic control. With nearly 1,000 at-risk kids having been left unchecked for months, state leaders are now calling for a new game plan from the Department of Family and Child Protective Services.
The call for the new plan came in a letter from the governor, lieutenant governor, and House Speaker to the new department head, Hank Whitman. Lieutenant Governor Patrick says they've continued to put money into the department, nearly tripling the budget in recent years.
This is a tough issue. We have a high turnover rate of our social workers because it is devastating to go into some of these homes and see what has happened and to work with some of these children. It's a very high-stress job. We've continued to put money in it.
Patrick is reaching out to faith-based groups for help. He's also called for a Capitol hearing on the matter. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Embattled Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is closer to standing trial on criminal fraud charges after the state's highest appeals court refused to consider dismissing his felony indictments. The ruling Wednesday exhausts Paxton's efforts to dismiss the case before trial. He has pleaded not guilty to accusations of misleading wealthy investors he personally recruited for a high-tech startup in 2011, 4 years before becoming Texas's top prosecutor. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 72 degrees. We'd love to hear from you. Be part of the show. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What would you be able to do with 45 horses? With a John Deere 45 horsepower tractor from Sioux Fall Prater, you'll conquer every chore from moving bales to shredding pastures and more. And you'll save money. Get a 5045E for as low as $14,900. Plus, John Deere 5E tractors now come with a no-cost, industry-leading 5-year powertrain warranty. Get to cptractor.com today.
Offer ends 10/28/16. Restrictions apply. 5-year 2,000 hours, whichever comes first. See the limited warranty for new John Deere turf and utility equipment at dealer for details.
Speaking of Christ, Titus chapter 2, verse 11 says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9 declares, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man." How wonderful for us. This means that every person has the opportunity to be saved if they will just come to God on his terms. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Truly, salvation is available to all mankind, but only those who obey the gospel will access that salvation. 2 Thessalonians Chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible Minute has been brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. We invite you to visit us at the BCS Church of Christ, which meets on Highway 30. Go to bcschurchofchrist.com to learn more.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA 28101.
I'm Mary Kay Moore, candidate for mayor of Bryan. I don't have colorful signs, but I do have enthusiastic supporters and the interest of all of Bryan's citizens at heart. My campaign will be outspent, but nothing can beat my 22 years of municipal government experience, my training as a certified public accountant, or my skills as a mediator. It is time to bring the factions in Bryan together to serve all of Bryan's citizens, to work for development while enhancing what we already have. I am proud to ask for your vote to keep Bryan strong and would appreciate your support.
Proven knowledge, proven leadership, proven experience, proven community commitment. Vote Mary Kay Moore as your next qualified mayor for the city of Bryan. Political ad paid for by Mary Kay for Mayor campaign. Patrick Moore, Treasurer.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Lots of cloudiness across the area this morning to start. We'll see some peaks or breaks of sunshine as the day goes on, a high of 85. There's also the chance for an isolated shower or storm later today. Maybe a shower overnight. Lows will be 65 to 70. For tomorrow, turning partly sunny, the risk of a shower or storm. Highs tomorrow afternoon, somewhere between 85 and 90. It's partly cloudy, close to 70 tomorrow night. Partly sunny and around 90 on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, at yesterday's annual Media Day and photo shoot, Coach Billy Kennedy gives us his take on the upcoming Aggie men's basketball season. For the first time in 4 years, the A&M equestrian team is now number one in the latest poll. In Major League Baseball, the LA Dodgers face the Washington Nationals in the National League Division Series today to see who will move on to take on the Chicago Cubs. And in the NFL, Browns coach Hugh Jackson is defending his invite to ousted Baylor football coach Art Briles to work with the team. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
7:40, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, I don't know, I guess this idea, which sounded a little foreign, rolled out maybe 3-4 years ago, now it seems to be finding a foothold, and that is grocery shopping online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, and the reason I'm mentioning it is that recently, I know at least of two of the Walmarts. I don't know about the one on the west side, but I know that the one on Briarcrest and the one in College Station is full bore into, you know.
The one on the west side is.
Is it? Okay.
Yep, because I thought they were putting in a gas station because of the way the awning thing looked. And then I realized that it was, and then obviously once they finished it, it's where you pick up. It's your pickup spot.
And again, I don't know how you do that online. I'm not sure.
It's actually pretty easy. I almost did it once, but you almost scared yourself away. Well, the timing of it didn't work out. I couldn't get there in the right amount of time or whatever it was. Like I wanted to be there earlier, but anyway. But it's pretty easy. You just go on, you select the groceries and stuff, and then they, you select the time you want to go pick it up, and you go pick it up.
Well, I was looking at this yesterday. We didn't have time to deal with it yesterday, but today. The U.S. sales for food and beverage retailers, U.S. sales, food and beverage retailers, Walmart has the lead market share at 17%. Now, you consider 10 years ago, Walmart didn't even have groceries, And they are at 17%. Second is Kroger at not even 9%. Mm. So, Walmart is way ahead. And that doesn't include Sam's, because Sam's is another 3.3%. But Walmart's number one, Kroger's two, Albertson Safeway, which we basically don't have around here, Costco, which we don't have around here, Publix, which we don't have around here, HEB has 1.9%.
Wow. That's it?
Okay, 1.9% nationwide.
Well, they're not everywhere.
Nationwide, right.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
And then Whole Paycheck at 1.7. So Walmart, again, at 17.3%, but there's about to be a new player in the game.
Uh-oh.
Amazon.
Yep.
Amazon is going to do these small brick-and-mortar stores that'll sell produce and milk and meat and other perishable items that customers can take home. Now, they've already opened, I just reading this morning, they've already opened in North Texas. They're up around Fort Worth.
What are they called?
They're called Amazon Fresh.
Wow.
Interesting.
The Seattle company aims to build these small brick and mortars primarily using their mobile phones or possibly touch screens around the store. Customers could also order peanut butter, cereal, and other goods with longer shelf lives for a same-day delivery.
There we go.
All right, now tell me, are you ready to give up this portion of your world?
Cause, what, the grocery store?
Well, yeah, but I mean, because here's what
Heck yes.
But what if you're buying fresh produce, okay? Are you going to pick that banana?
That's the hard part there, honestly.
I don't know where they go with that. But I mean, understand that people are willingly giving this up. They are willingly allowing someone else to do this,
including one of our texters who just texted in. They said that Walmart online pickup is awesome. We started 2 weeks ago. Won't go back to normal.
Something else, yeah.
They bring it out to your car. Same cost. No tipping allowed.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, okay, but like you said, produce is the thing. But here's the thing. Go to if you want good produce and stuff, go to a local farmer's market.
Sure. Okay, and we'll get to that in a minute. Now, here's my thought. As you're driving your bundle of joy to school this morning, I mean, think about how often you, shopper, are, quote, influenced by outside sources as you walk down the aisle. It could be that person with you saying, Daddy, would you get this for me? It could be some special display because they're having, you know, Zonk cereal at a special right. price. And you see none of that.
And that's why I think I would like it.
Okay.
Is you make your list. You know exactly what you're putting in your so-called cart.
Yep.
And you don't have the option to, you know,
impulse purchase.
You've got a craving. They say never go grocery shopping when you're hungry.
Sure.
You know, and so for people who are maybe trying to stick to a new diet or are trying to budget, this is a great tool
Hello.
In my mind.
Well, let's be real. Nobody's really wanting to go to Walmart anyway. So picking it up in front of the store, having it delivered to you is the best option.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's the other thing is if you truly don't enjoy just going to a certain store or going grocery shopping, but you still want the maybe the advantage or the benefits of the good prices or whatever, this is a great option.
For me,
caller.
Go ahead.
Hey.
Okay, I just didn't know if y'all were going to give me a turn.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Well, the first thing you'll see is that Xanax prescriptions will go down because people have their sanity not having to go to Walmart. But the bad thing about that, which I was talking about with the impulse buying, TV shows will now go down to 15 minutes and commercials will now go up to an hour.
Yeah, you're right. That's an excellent point. But I really do. I see that as a major situation because if you talk to somebody who's in the grocery business, shelf space is what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking potato chips a couple of months ago, and a guy basically said that Frito-Lay has 90% of the shelf space.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if you want Gronk's potato chips instead of Lay's, then all that money that Lay's is paying to the retailer for that shelf space, what are they going to do with that?
I don't know. But I'll tell you, that caller's first point right there about the Xanax prescriptions going down. I mean, I can relate to that because the grocery store is literally a panic attack inducing experience for me. I hate it.
I love the grocery store.
I don't mind it. Oh, it's okay.
Here's the thing. If I'm going in for five things and there are five people in the store, they are all standing in front of the five things I need.
Wow.
That is,
So that's why you're in radio. I don't know how they fix the produce thing. I don't know how they'll do that.
One of the texters, the one who said that they love the Walmart pickup, they also texted in and said, you approve everything they bring you. You make sure the expiration dates are good, that the fruit is not bruised. So maybe if you want to take the time to look through, especially if you know, I asked them or I ordered, you know, bananas, I'm going to go look at those bananas before I take off in my car.
Hello?
Y'all just go right on ahead and give them an excuse to close for more checkout line.
Hello?
HEB is the way to go. Walking into Walmart's like walking into a government-subsidized supermarket.
Yeah. Hello?
I tuned in late. What is this change all about? Please tell me that if I like my grocery store, I can keep my grocery store.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Texas Truck Riggins Sandblasting Services offers a fast, affordable way to properly clean metal without using harmful chemicals. Once an item is blasted, it's ideal for color powder coating. From project vehicle parts to rusting metal entry gates and fence sections, trust your sandblasting and color powder coating to Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Is your marriage normal or nuts? That was the title of a Reader's Digest article that grabbed my attention. It shared 8 lessons from the world's happiest couples. I was intrigued. My wife Jean and I are pretty happy together, but show me a couple who doesn't have room to improve. The ideas listed were basic. Be kind to one another, have good communication, that sort of thing. But one point really jumped out at me. According to the study, 60% of extremely happy couples make love 3 or 4 times a week. I had to read that line twice. 3 or 4 times a week? My first impulse was to share that article with my wife, Jean. But 30 years of marriage has taught me a few things. I knew exactly how she'd respond to that information. She'd remind me that most of the women in that study probably weren't mothers of young children. Physical intimacy for moms of youngsters can be challenging because they're running all day and then fall asleep from exhaustion the minute they lie down. In this season of life, Jean's going 100 miles an hour from sunup to sundown. She's investing in the lives of our 2 teen boys and 2 children 5 and 3 years old from foster care. And that's why sharing that article with Jean would have been unwise and really unfair. It would have highlighted my own interests at the expense of hers. And that's not what love is all about. Love doesn't demand its own way. It denies itself and focuses on the needs of others. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Day.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. Well, the Aggie men's basketball team had their annual photo shoot and media day yesterday. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on his outlook for the upcoming season.
These kids have worked hard, and we got good players. You know, you're going to be surprised, you know, when you see how good Robert Williams is and Eric Avila and Chris Collins, who we redshirted last year, who people will be surprised what those guys can do. Now, it may take them some time to get the experience and go through some bumps and bruises that normal kids go through when they're thrown at this level, at this action. I'm confident of our talent and the culture and the unselfishness of this team.
The first exhibition game for the men is Friday, November 4th against St. Edward's at 7 p.m. at Reed Arena. Also, fans will get their first chance to meet and interact with the 2016-17 Texas A&M men's and women's basketball teams during Maroon Madness, which will take place inside Reed Arena October 27th from 8 to 9 p.m. In men's tennis, junior Arthur Rinderknecht will represent Texas A&M at the 2016 Oracle ITA Masters today at the Ralph Strauss Tennis Center in Malibu, California. Number 9 Rinderknecht is seated third among the impressive 32-player field, including 22 ranked players. The Texas A&M equestrian team jumped 2 spots to number 1 in the latest National Collegiate Equestrian Association poll the selection committee announced Wednesday. The ranking marks the first time the Aggies have held the top spot since September 30th, 2012. In college football, the Aggs have a bye week, of course, but elsewhere, Tennessee coach Butch Jones says he expects Jalen Hurd to play Saturday against number 1 Alabama after the junior running back missed last week's overtime loss at A&M with an unspecified injury. Jones says Hurd is back at full strength. Hurd was at Tuesday afternoon's practice and was wearing a green non-contact jersey. He leads the 9th-ranked Volunteers with 407 yards rushing on 107 carries. In Major League Baseball, the Washington Nationals will host the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 5 of the National League Division Series later today, with the winner taking on the Chicago Cubs in the NLCS. Max Scherzer will take the mound for the Nationals 6 days after he was the losing pitcher in the series opener. LA manager Dave Roberts still hasn't named his starter, though he has said Rich Hill and Julio Urias will pitch in the game. In the NFL, Panthers quarterback Cam Newton was back at practice yesterday after sitting out Monday night's 17-14 loss to Tampa Bay with a concussion. Panthers coach Ron Rivera said Newton remains in the league's concussion protocol, and it's too early to know his status for Sunday's game at New Orleans. Newton has struggled in his 4 starts, completing just 57.9% of his passes with 6 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. In other injury news in the NFL, Washington coach Jay Gruden says tight end Jordan Reed reported concussion-like symptoms Tuesday, an injury that could keep the team's top offensive weapon from playing Sunday against Philadelphia. Reed didn't practice yesterday as he goes through the NFL's concussion protocol. Also, Jets receiver Eric Decker has been placed on injured reserve and will undergo season-ending surgery, leaving the 1-4 team without one of its 2 top wideouts. Coach Todd Bowles says an 8-month recovery period is usually involved, which would put Decker on pace to possibly be back by minicamp next June. And Carson Palmer is practicing again with the Cardinals after sitting out a game with a concussion. He'll be back at the controls when the team hosts the Jets on Monday night. Arizona managed to win with Drew Stanton running the offense last week. In a couple of preseason contests in the NBA, James Harden scored 14 points while Ryan Anderson added 11 as the Houston Rockets downed New Orleans in an exhibition game in Beijing, 116-104. Harden also had 8 assists. The Pelicans played most of their game without star Anthony Davis, who sprained his ankle in the first quarter. Meanwhile, in Orlando, Pau Gasol scored 14 points and the San Antonio Spurs topped the Magic in Orlando last night, 95-89 in a preseason contest. The Spurs shot just 39% on the night, but held the Magic without a score nearly 4 minutes in the fourth quarter. LaMarcus Aldridge and Bryn Forbes each added 12 for the Spurs. In Dallas, a woman alleging that Baylor ignored her claims she was raped by a former football player is seeking in court to have ex-coach Art Briles and former AD Ian McCall added to her federal lawsuit. Briles and McCall were dismissed from the case earlier when defense lawyers argued they couldn't be sued in their official role. Speaking of Art Briles, Cleveland Browns coach Hugh Jackson is defending his invite to ousted Baylor football coach Art Briles to work with the team. Jackson says Briles is a tremendous offensive-minded coach and says, quote, "What happened at Baylor is at Baylor." And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
Having your own swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for your entire family. By adding a swimming pool to your backyard, it's an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 30 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will enhance your backyard with a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget that will meet your every desire. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of pleasure.
Call 575-6200. Pool Guy.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage and Schnook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Well, we know the word fan is short for fanatic. Dave Moschel, a dad of four from Sauten, Wisconsin, sitting down at Wisconsin, sitting down to watch his Vikings and the Packers play, looked outside, saw a man trying to vandalize his inflatable Viking that he had in his yard. Uh-oh. One of those blow-up things going on. Yeah. Well, he runs out there. Dave went out, confronted the 20-year-old suspect who was trying to slice the inflatable with a box cutter. The two men fought, and Dave was sliced several times. He said, luckily, I didn't have my concealed carry with me at the time. 99% of the time I do. If I'd had it with me, it would have been all over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Viking.